Hey, it's Callie, and you're listening to a special episode of the Hippie Haven podcast. If this is your first time listening, I release a new regular episode every Wednesday where I interview sustainability leaders and experts on how we can live our best ethical and eco-friendly life. If you want to learn more about zero waste basics, I recommend listening to episode 16 with Polly Barks of Green Indie Blog, where she shares her 12 steps to a waste-free life in 12 months, and episode 21 with Alyssa of the Live Planted podcast about secondhand shopping. We've also covered numerous other topics, like starting an eco-business, urban beekeeping, composting, vegan parenting, and more, so definitely check out those old episodes too if you haven't already. For today's bonus episode, I've got 13 crowdfunding campaigns from different countries that are ending soon and could really benefit from your support, whether it's financial, if you have a few dollars or more to spare, or sharing them on your social networks to help boost their visibility. While there might not be an eco-business or charity crowdfunding near you yet, I recommend picking the closest one to you or to a friend or family member of yours. The links to each crowdfunding campaign will be in the show notes for this episode, so you can just open up your podcast app where you're listening to this right now and click on the one that interests you for more info. First, there's Scoop Marketplace in Seattle, Washington of the United States. They're almost halfway to their goal of $10,000 by February 28th to open a new zero-waste grocery store. Their website is www.scoopmarketplace.com, and again, the links to all of the crowdfunding campaigns will be in the show notes. You might have seen me talking about EcoBricks on my Instagram a few weeks ago. If you don't know what they are, it's when you completely stuff a hard plastic bottle with soft plastic film and wrappers to create what's essentially a brick made out entirely of plastic. These have become popular building materials in parts of Africa and Asia where there's often an abundance of discarded plastic without proper recycling facilities. EcoBricks are catching on in the UK but are hardly known of here in the States. I will be doing an episode all about EcoBricks in a few months, so stay tuned for that. Now, Upcycle Santa Fe in New Mexico, USA, is raising money to complete testing of open-source building materials made from post-consumer plastic waste, aka EcoBricks. This testing is composed of two parts. One, researching and documenting the exact R values, the insulation ratings, of EcoBricks. And two, the rate and speed at which these materials will burn in a structural fire, which is flame spread. These tests will be carried out by Intertech in Pennsylvania, providing the groundwork for meeting building codes in New Mexico and eventually elsewhere, and will ultimately allow Upcycle Santa Fe to build the first full-scale, legally compliant plastic-insulated structures in the United States. Oops, sorry guys, it's my email notification. They've already completed a study by the Los Alamos National Laboratory, which documented that plastic waste used as insulation material does not have any significant off-gassing of chemicals in comparison with modern insulation available in stores. Upcycle Santa Fe still needs over $4,000 to get this EcoBrick testing done, and you can learn more about EcoBricks and what they're trying to accomplish at upcyclesantafe.org. Refill Revolution is already pretty well known in the zero waste community. It's a female-owned refill store in Denver, Colorado, and they're looking to raise $50,000 in the next 26 days to expand their product line into unpackaged groceries. Their website is www.therefillrevolution.com. The Pantry Concept will be the first zero-waste grocery store in Kansas City, and they need $35,000 in the next 56 days to open. I don't see a website for them yet, but you can find them on Facebook as The Pantry Concept. In Portland, Oregon, the nonprofit City Wild PDX is seeking $30,000 to purchase and renovate an old Airstream camper using recycled and eco-friendly materials into a mobile classroom to bring environmental education opportunities to Portland area kids and families. They're only a third of the way to their goal that expires on February 28th. Their website is citywildpdx.org. In the state of Georgia, there's a nonprofit called Gangsters to Growers, which is an agriculture business training program that offers paid internships to formerly incarcerated Black youth on the west side of Atlanta. They need about $3,000 more to reach their goal of $15,000 to support their program, to secure a van for transportation, pay fees for educators and class materials, and obtain zero-waste kits and trainee uniforms. Now, across the ocean, we have Zero Waste Market, They need just over 2,000 more pounds by February 26 to open a zero-waste supermarket in Glasgow, England. I hope I'm saying that right. Glasgow? Not sure. Sorry, England. Their website is zerowastemarket.org.uk. Plastic Freedom is an online zero-waste shop based in Southport, England, and they need 8,000 more pounds by February 24th to expand their warehouse and hire more staff. Their website is plasticfreedom.co.uk. Lemon and Ginger is a zero-waste store opening next month in Romsey, England, and they need about 3,000 more pounds by March 5th for their store's security deposit, shelves, scales, and a nut butter machine. Their website is Lemon and Ginger, that's spelled J-I-N-J-A.com. Near Hastings, England, George, a former special education teacher, and his family are striving to open a zero-waste store and community hub called Bear Supplies, and they need 25,000 pounds by March 15th to make that happen. Sorry, guys. I don't edit my bonus episodes, so you're getting all of my mix-ups that I normally take out of the regular ones. Their website is Bear, that's B-A-R-E, supplies.com. Kathy, owner of Naked Pantry, the first zero-waste refill shop in New Milton, England, she received a lot of feedback from her customers about wanting to drink plant-based milks, but they all come in Tetra Paks, which their local town doesn't recycle. So Kathy just needs a little over 200 more pounds by February 26 to purchase the machines to make nut milk alternatives in store so that her customers can fill up their own containers and avoid landfill waste. Then there's Green Grow Cooperative in Scotland. They grow mushrooms in refurbished shipping containers, and they're currently crowdfunding 60,000 pounds by March 21st to launch their gourmet mushroom vegan meal box, which aims to empower local farmers, reduce food waste, and minimize the distance from farm to table. Each box will contain your choice of 6 ready-to-cook vegan meals in certified home compostable packaging. Each box also helps plant native trees in the Scottish Highlands. Their website is greengrowfood.shop. And the last crowdfunding campaign I found is written in German, and unfortunately the 4 years of German classes I took way back in high school are no longer fresh in my brain, but from what I could translate and with a little help from Google, there's a couple in Marburg, Germany, looking to open the area's first unpackaged store in the spring of this year. They need about 27,000 more euros. So if you know German and want to support their campaign, the link will be in the show notes. And finally, if you're in the U.S. and looking for ethical and eco-friendly home goods, visit my online shop, bestowedessentials.com. Ordering your zero-waste essentials from my company is the best way to help me continue the work that I do. And also, please share the Hippie Haven podcast with someone you know who'd be interested in it. I'm on Instagram @ahippieinavan. Let's connect there. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day.